Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first, on this Tuesday, the political landscape of America is changing. And both President Biden and former President Trump do not seem to understand what's going on. Now, yesterday on the No Spin News, my television broadcast, I analyzed Mr. Trump's decision to publicly dine with Kanye West and his companion, some fringe far-right guy. Why would Trump even consider doing that? Was fruitcake served as dessert? After resting up in Nantucket, old Joe Biden now must return to the White House to do whatever it is he does there. Certainly not much problem-solving going on. Mr. Biden, now 80, would be far better off living at the Villages, riding his bike, wearing short pants, and zipping around in a golf cart. Yet, we continue to see dopey media stories saying another re-election campaign is in Joe's future. Sure, only people who invested in crypto believe that. It would be nice for the country if both Trump and Biden re-entered the real world, would it not? Both men need to understand exactly where they are in life on this planet. But I am not optimistic that will happen in either case. Biden and Trump pretty much do what they want to do. Back after this.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.